That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
A prisoner who was originally detained in a North Island facility is seeking a judicial review in response to years of deliberate obstruction to his appeals against the Department of Corrections. Days before he was set to appear in Wellington's High Court, he was taken to a different prison all the way down in Christchurch, and 9 boxes of his legal documents were seized. People Against Prisons Aotearoa have been advocating for this prisoner and yesterday went public about Corrections' treatment of him. I spoke to their representative, Emi Rakete, about the situation.
Everyone in this country at least should have the right to a fair trial and fair legal treatment, to be able to present themselves as best as they possibly can before a court of law. No, I'm not a lawyer, but that seems like the pretty basic foundation of a democratic society. Now, when you're preparing an appeal against a conviction that you've received, you have the right to have appropriate facilities to prepare that appeal. That means having access to basic pieces of legislation that people can know what laws govern their behaviour in society. That means having access to facilities like printing, access to paper. And this prisoner has alleged that for years, almost a decade, Corrections has denied him access to those proper facilities. He hasn't had access to up-to-date law manuals. He hasn't had access to materials. He's been given, frankly, a broken typewriter instead of access to a computer with a printer. So this is a really clear case, in my opinion, of obstruction of justice. And so this prisoner has been seeking a judicial review of a Corrections treatment of him, and this would have far-reaching implications for Corrections if it was found that this man's treatment, first of all, did breach his right to have access to appropriate facilities, and second of all, would show that, you know, thousands of prisoners all over the country are being denied that same right. So this is an extremely important judicial review which should go ahead, and Corrections is doing everything that it can and outside of the law to make sure that he's not able to do that.
Mm. And as you sort of outlined by saying that it's been happening for about a decade, it's not the first time that his process has been obstructed, but most recently he had 9 boxes of his legal documents seized.
So this prisoner was in a prison on the North Island and was pretty much without warning transferred to a prison on the South Island with none of his possessions. He spent weeks basically with underwear, socks, a t-shirt, and that's pretty much all that he had. This was within days of his High Court hearing going ahead. So Corrections threw this man to the other side of the country with no access to any of his legal documentation days before he was meant to be presenting a legal case to the High Court in Wellington. So, as far as we're concerned, the Department of Corrections has been acted directly in order to take this man's legal case off of him and put it in, you know, probably in a storage facility somewhere where he doesn't have access to almost any of it.
Mm.
It took several weeks of an advocate from People Against Prisons, Aotearoa, needling somebody at the prison where this prisoner is now being held before they would give him access to even one of his boxes of legal documents. And those documents have been rifled through, stuff is missing, stuff has been taken out of order. It's a complete mess.
Mm. And also, to take him all the way from the North Island down to Christchurch, that's crazy. Like, it kind of speaks volumes in terms of evidence of them trying to suppress him from going ahead with the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Corrections has a history of moving problem prisoners around if they don't toe the line, if they're too loud about problems that they're experiencing, or if they speak out about conditions in prisons which breach their basic human rights. People who Papa had advocated for in the past have had themselves sent right across the country with no warning away from their families rather than towards their families, which itself is a breach of the Corrections Act. So this kind of treatment is becoming more and more standardized as time goes by, because Corrections is finding that it can get away with this kind of stuff because there isn't any public outcry.
Does your organization have faith that it will still go ahead?
Yeah, we have really high hopes that this case is going to be pursued against the Department of Corrections. They've very clearly acted in breach of the law. The problem is that Corrections is acting in the interests of the ruling class of this country, and the ruling class of this country are who wrote the laws. So fundamentally, while this might be a good opportunity for us to push back against corrections using the criminal justice system, we have to recognise that corrections is the criminal justice system, and that the criminal justice system in this country is not neutral. It's a tool of class oppression against brown people, against poor people, against people who we don't make space for in this society. And while there will be times we can push against that using their own tools against them, ultimately it's people power, it's the collective power of masses which makes change in this country, and it's not asking politely.
Your organisation has been appealing to corrections, the Ombudsman, and Ministers Andrew Little and Kelvin Davis, but there haven't been any results from that?
No. So the Ombudsman has very little power to make any binding recommendations at all. They're meant to be the government's independent watchdog service, but they've basically been defanged successively over years of reforms that remove their ability to actually hold power to account. Likewise, the ministers responsible for this don't seem to have a lot of time for our emails either. I'm hopeful that maybe Kelvin will get back to me one day. But again, the reality is that we can't count on the people in power to fix this, because that's why they're in power. Peopling its prisons, Aotearoa is committed to every possible avenue for advancing the interests of prisoners in particular and the working class in general. And sometimes it takes the form of pushing for a legal battle to be played out. But ultimately, this kind of abusive, manipulative treatment of prisoners isn't going to end until we can all, as a collective, come together and mobilise and fight back.
Yeah. So is there anything that you would ask the general public to do to get behind this particular case and spread awareness about it? Or
yeah, so Papa is talking about, we've posted a lot of information about this particular instance of obstruction of justice by the Department of Corrections, a lot on our social media. So if you look at us, People Against Prisons Aotearoa on Facebook or at Against Prisons on Twitter, we've shared stories about this, we've shared some information about it on there, and spreading the word amongst your friends, amongst your family, will be a really helpful way of helping us to bring pressure to bear on the department.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.